Hi folks, Pastor Jeff here from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to another edition of our Friday Drivecast, the day of the week that we venture off from the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. This morning during my quiet time, I read the story about Jesus feeding the multitude, and it was in John's Gospel, chapter 6. And John records for us that a large crowd was coming to Jesus, and it may be an understatement. The men alone numbered 5,000, not taken into account as how many women and children were present. And then Jesus said to one of his disciples by the name of Philip, "Where can we buy bread to feed these people?" We're talking maybe 7,000-8,000 people possibly. And verse 6 of John chapter 6 says that he said this to test him, for Jesus himself knew what he was going to do. Now we readers know this story and how it ends, so we've got a huge advantage at this point over Philip. And why Jesus chose to single out Philip in this situation, no one knows. John doesn't give us those details. What he does, though, is include Philip's exasperated response to Jesus, because Philip says 200 days' wages worth of bread wouldn't be enough for each of them to get a little. And then John moves the story on, but I wish I would have been there to have seen Jesus' reaction to Philip's over-the-top response. I mean, did Jesus laugh? Did Jesus snicker? Did he chuckle or at least smile at Philip? You know, for some reason, and again unknown to us, Jesus saw reason to single out Philip to test him during this particular crisis. And you know, he's not a member of Jesus' close inner circle of disciples, Peter, James, and John. And he didn't seem to be the disciple who kept what little money the group had. Yet for some reason, Philip gets singled out in John's narrative. And it was intentional on Jesus' part. And Jesus sees that out of the 12, Philip is the guy who needs challenged with this seemingly insurmountable situation. So, Drivecast listeners, let me ask you this. During this current time of crisis, what is it that Jesus is asking of you to test you? Maybe you're facing an insurmountable task or a challenge, and Jesus has called your attention to it. And like Philip, your reaction to the problem is an exasperated, 200 days of my wages wouldn't make a difference. The problem is so big. Remember, Jesus is testing Philip, for he himself knew what he was going to do, which implies that the results were on Jesus' shoulders. He knew Philip alone couldn't remedy the problem, yet he involves Philip and the rest of the disciples to distribute the loaves and the fishes until the multitude ate and was satisfied. You know, our world right now is facing an insurmountable challenge, and Jesus is asking us as the church, Jesus is testing us, what are you going to do about it? What fears and suffering are you alleviating? You know, unfortunately, some are choosing to put up shutters and lock their doors, but I'm asking this morning, is that the best option? I believe that we face the question, how can we help in the midst of this crisis? And if not now, then when? If we're grasped by Jesus' vision when he saw the multitude and went to Philip and said, "What are we going to do about this?" We may also hear a follow-up question, if not us, then who? And if the love of Jesus is not the key to this task, then what is? You know, at the conclusion of John's Gospel, along with some of the other disciples, Philip hears these words from the resurrected Jesus, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." So I don't know how today's Drivecast is landing on you. I highly recommend that you brew a pot of coffee or tea and read the story of the loaves and fishes in John chapter 6 with a fresh set of eyes. If focusing on what unique claim is being made about Jesus first and foremost. For if we get a fresh perspective on how amazing and capable Jesus is, then our challenges will diminish in comparison to what He can do when we offer Him 5 little loaves and 2 fish. So today I want to thank you for listening in, and we appreciate those of you who tune into our DriveCast so faithfully. And I wish you a safe and a happy weekend, and hope that you can catch our services Sundays 9:30 or 11 o'clock on your streaming devices. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.